Ramayan Act 2, Chapter 11. Ram meets the monkeys. Scene 8. Ram kills Vali. Filled with rage and breathing heavily, Vali rushed out of the city gates. He saw Sugriva standing firm like a mountain, his reddish-brown body glowing like fire. Vali tightened his cloth, raising his fist. He charged furiously at his brother. "This iron-like fist, hurled at you like a mace, will return after taking your life." Remembering his brother's treatment of him, Sugriva was also worked up in anger. He threw a great punch at the onrushing Vali. The two monkeys clashed together, roaring like maddened bulls. Struck by a swinging blow on the chest by Vali's two clenched hands, Sugriva vomited blood and looked like a mountain covered with a cascade of red oxides. He tore up a shala tree and dashed his brother over the head. Vali shook like a ship tossed in the ocean. He fell upon Sugriva and began pounding him with his knees and fists. The two monkeys fought fiercely, and gradually Vali once more gained the upper hand. Sugriva, with his vanity shattered, began fearfully looking about for Ram. He was becoming weaker and weaker. But from behind the bush, Ram saw his chance. Vali stood over his collapsed brother, his arms upraised. Ram swiftly placed an arrow on his bow, releasing it with a sound resembling a crash of thunder. The arrow sped like a streak of lightning and hit Vali on the breast, sounding like another thunderclap. Vali fell to the ground like a hewn tree, uttering a great cry. He lay unconscious with his body bathed in blood. Although struck by Ram's powerful arrow, the monkey did not die, as he was wearing a gold chain which had been given to him by Indra. With the blessings of Indra, that chain was capable of preserving the life of whoever wore it. Lying there with his scattered garments and shining ornaments, and the glowing arrow of Ram protruding from his chest, Vali looked like a colorful banner suddenly dropped to the ground. Ram and Lakshman slowly approached the mortally wounded monkey. Vali opened his eyes and looked up at Ram, who was smiling at him. The fallen monkey spoke with difficulty. "You are famous for truth and virtue, O Ram. How then have you committed such an abominable act? What was my crime that I should be punished in this way? I did not attack you. Indeed, I was engaged in fair combat with another. Why then have you killed me, remaining concealed at a distance?" Vali accused Ram of irreligion, saying that he only opposed as a virtuous person. This heinous deed surely proved him to be otherwise. He had lost control of his mind and senses, overcome by desire and swayed by sentiment. Out of friendship for Sugriva, Ram had abandoned righteousness. Gasping for breath, Vali went on speaking. I cannot understand why you have acted in this way, Ram. Why did you have to gain? What did you have to gain by killing me? A mere monkey living in the forest on wild fruits? Why, the scriptures condemn the eating of monkey flesh or using their skins. There was no reason to slay me. I have done you no harm at all. Surely this act will be condemned by all holy men, and you will go to hell. Vali censured Ram at length, speaking passionately. After some time, Vali closed his eyes and fell back exhausted. He felt regretful. Why had he not listened to Tara? She had tendered him wise advice. By ignoring her, he had reaped the results of his rash impulsiveness. The arrow in his chest burned like fire. Vali was shocked. How could the virtuous Ram have perpetrated such a vile deed? Ram waited for Vali to regain a little strength. When the monkey again opened his eyes, Ram spoke. Oh, Vali, you clearly do not understand righteousness or religion. This entire earth belongs to the descendants of Manu, having been bequeathed to them by that great deity and speaker of religious codes. Bharata now rules the world, and we, his brothers, are his servants. Thus, it is our duty to roam the earth, promoting virtue and punishing the wicked. You, O proud monkey, are indeed wicked. Ram then explained to Vali the rules of morality. The younger brother should be regarded as one's own son, and his wife as one's daughter-in-law. Vali had therefore been guilty of a great sin in punishing the sinless Sugriva and cohabiting with Ruma, Sugriva's wife. The scriptures prescribe death as the punishment for one who has illicit sexual relations with his own daughter or the wife of his younger brother. There was no doubt that Ram's punishing Vali was just. Ram continued to address the pain-stricken Vali. Now you are freed from the sinful reactions which would have sent you to hell. A person punished by the king is released from all sins and ascends to heaven. But if the king fails to punish a sinner, then he himself incurs the sin. O Vali, you should not grieve, for you have been fortunate to receive the proper punishment, making you eligible for the higher planets after death. Nor did I act wrongly by remaining concealed. Since you are a monkey, this was the appropriate way to kill you. Just as when hunting, the king shoots arrows at animals while hidden from view. Therefore, I shot you. Vali could not argue. He had always felt remorseful for the way he had treated Sugriva, but he had denied those feelings, remaining fiercely antagonistic toward his brother. Now he had finally received the result. All creatures had to accept the fruits of their own acts alone. No suffering or happiness came other than from as a result of one's own former actions. Understanding this, Vali accepted Ram's words as true and gave up his anger and grief. With difficulty he replied, "How can a dwarf argue with a giant? O Ram, you are the best knower of all religious principles. I am hereby justly punished. Please forgive my harsh words spoken earlier, which I spoke out of sorrow and confusion. I have certainly strayed from the path of virtue." Vali feared that after his death, his brother Sugriva would be antagonistic to his son Angada. He begged Ram to establish a friendship between the two monkeys. Ram assured Vali that Sugriva would rule the Vanaras with righteousness, treating Angada like a younger brother. Vali then lost consciousness. His life all but ended. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.